Welcome to Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, where I use nature's landscapes as metaphors for your life, helping you to get back on track when you're stuck and don't know what to do. Whether that's when you're lost, lacking in focus, motivation or confidence, or feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Send the situation you're grappling with on a coffee break as you explore one of nature's landscapes to gain insight and a different perspective you can apply to the situation later. Today's episode's really good if you either know that you need to get do some strategy development, vision setting, to see the bigger picture and to be able to make sense of it before you start action planning, or where you've really got stuck in the detail of a situation. So highly recommend that you think of a situation that has those characteristics where you can resonate with the metaphor of having a higher vantage point about the situation, and then listening to me as I explore having a higher vantage point or getting to a higher vantage point in nature, and just noticing what you notice about what happens when I'm doing it in nature and how that applies to your current situation. Today's podcast is going to make my personal trainer very happy and my lungs and heart and legs not quite so happy, although I suspect in the long run they'll be happy, if that makes sense. Because rather than take you for a landscaping your life walk, rather than not know why I'm going out into nature, today I want to just embody the part of my Paths and Destinations poem that says, other paths, a means of getting to a higher vantage point, to see destinations currently unseen, sort of the higher ground. And when I first embodied that, I'd looked out of my window at home across the Firth of Forth to Edinburgh, and then I'd driven up in the car. I'd got halfway up a hill and I thought, oh yeah, this is a great place to do my video blog. And stopped, because to me that was a higher vantage point. And the problem was, the huge insight was, I can't really see much more. I can still see the same, because I'm still looking in the same 180 degrees. I've still got the hill behind me that's stopping me seeing the other 180 degrees. And so the insight was, I need to get to even higher vantage point. That when we're stuck in a situation, we do need to see the situation from a different perspective. And that's what all of these podcasts are about, is inviting you to look at the situation you're struggling with from a different perspective. But the vantage point one is distancing yourself from the detail and the content. It's going, no, I don't want to dive in, if you will. I'm going to distance myself so I can see all of it. It's a bit like you're going to see the wood for the trees. And so anyway, I thought I'd take that insight with me to the hill behind my house, where I believe I'll get 360 degrees worth of vision. And I thought that's what was just going to happen. But what I've noticed already, this is why I love taking a problem out on a walk, because you notice things, is, I don't know, I've been walking 10 minutes perhaps, and I haven't even got to the bottom of the hill. So it's just walking from my house to the bottom of the hill, and I'm already out of breath, because it was already a little uphill. And so I suspect that's why we don't try and see situations from a different perspective, because it would be much easier for me to have stayed at home today and just got caught up in all of that, caught up in all of the detail and content of the situation and try and solve it when I've got both feet firmly planted in all of that yuck and stuck and mud or whatever it is that we feel is keeping us there. So I think when we want to see a higher vantage point, the first thing is to note it's going to take effort. And we have to commit to that effort. We have to buy into the vision that getting to that, walking up to that vantage point is going to be worthwhile, that it's going to provide insight that actually is going to be so much worth the effort. And that's what I'm telling myself. I mean, it's only a 30 minute walk, or used to be before my knee operation, a 30 minute walk to the top. And I have no idea how long this is going to take me, but let's see. Just bumped into somebody and we were just talking about the climb, or the hill, you know, the walk I'm just about to do, and they're coming down it. And I heard myself say, oh, the last time I did it was 2015, and this has been recorded in 2023. And so that's a long time since I last walked to the top of this particular hill. And I mean, one of the reasons is my knee got worse and worse, and now it's only 6 months new. Then this is the first time I'm trying it. But it did remind me of a Harvard Business Review article that I saw at the weekend, which was about, if strategy in business is so good for us, why is it that so few people do it? And and that's exactly the same, that getting to the top of this hill, getting to that higher vantage point, which I suggest is what strategy is all about. It's been able to see all 360 degrees worth of the view and then being able to make a decision based on that observing. That one of the reasons that business leaders don't do strategy is it's quite hard work. You know, I'm not near a desk, I'm not near what I normally do. It requires me sometimes to go up paths that I either haven't been for a while, might even not know that there's a path. So we're having to learn how to do that, even getting to the higher vantage point, never mind what techniques are we going to use when we get there. Anyway, let's see what else transpires, because you're going to get a lot of heavy breathing in today's podcast. I'm also reminded that we definitely have to prepare to get to the higher vantage point. We don't just get there by driving. This requires me to be wearing the right shoes, got my stick with me. I know the routes to get there, that we can't just go, oh, I've got a spare few minutes, I'm going to do my vantage point strategy review now. It's like we need to give ourselves advance warning. Think about what resources we need, what time we need, whether other people are going to be there with us, and plan it so that when we do get to that vantage point, just laughing at you're just getting all this heavy breathing, but when you do get to that higher vantage point, it's worthwhile. I think you're just going to get heavy breathing. Oh golly, I'm at the top. It's taken me not quite twice as long, but it has taken me a lot longer than I thought. And now I've got here, it's raining. Now, I had checked the forecast and I thought it was going to rain from 1 o'clock. This is 12 o'clock. So, and I'm not really going to be able to spend loads of time. So there's a few things there. One, check the forecast. Have you got the time? Have you got the resources? Are you in the right mindset? Because I think I could have given up a few times today just getting up here. So are you in the right mindset to do this? Because just because it's in the diary doesn't mean to say now is the right time to do your strategy development. Oh my God, it's getting really wet. And I'm feeling very, very exposed now because it's the downpour has started. So I'm going to go back the way I've come. But I've taken pictures of the view to remind me of some of the insights. Sometimes we don't need to be at the higher vantage point for very long as we take time later to review the insights. But oh God, this is horrible. Ah, oh, right, I'm going to try and get dry. Bye. One of the things though is that as I look down to where I came from, I can see a boat coming out of the harbour, but even being at that level at my house, I couldn't see it because there's sort of houses and another little hill in the way. So vantage points don't just give us 360 degrees, they also give us, I don't know, from ground to sky, I suppose is what I'm trying to say. So it's a 3D 360 degrees. Anyway, my camera has got rain on it, so I can't even... But anyway, I'm assuming the sound is working. Unfortunately, the weather got the better of my camera and or phone, and I completely lost the three extracts that I took on my walk back down again. So I'm going to have to hope I can remember what the insights were, because basically everything got wet and therefore all you'd be hearing is because that's all I can get. So I'm not able to translate that for you. So I'm going to have to remember what I said. I think one of the things about the vantage point that I got today was about the fact that when you're up there, you can sort of see the weather coming and therefore you can make a choice about going somewhere where the weather is nicer, which reminded me about that if we're not in the right mindset, then what can we do? What place can we do? What activity can we do in order to get into the mindset needed in order to be able to best strategize or action plan or vision set, which lends itself really to the prescription for well-being journal that I've published. And basically that asks you what mindset do you need to be in. So this might be, oh, I need to be problem solving, or I need to be vision setting, and then saying, okay, so what do I know works in order to get me into that mindset? What do I need to stop doing? You know, so it could be, and I think this is something that I mentioned that we've lost, is around, I sort of went up there and I knew that the storm was coming. How often do we set ourselves, you know, a strategy day or time put aside to actually do some of this vision setting and this vantage point bigger thinking, when we know that we're going to get a phone call from somebody and that we're going to be dragged back into the detail? So there's something about when we're doing this action planning, when we're doing a vantage point, looking at things from a higher vantage point, we need to allow ourselves the time. So whether that's delegating to somebody, whether that's just turning your phone off and just going, you know, for the next hour, I'm not going to be unavailable. What is it that you need to do? But the prescription for well-being would enable you to do that. It's, okay, I have these sessions, and what always goes wrong is I've left my phone on vibrate, or somebody interrupts me, or it's always a Wednesday and Wednesdays are always the worst day to do this. So let's try a different day of the week. So it's that sort of thing that we can do some planning ahead of time to increase the likelihood of success for this vantage point looking at. The other thing that I recalled as I was walking down was around the having taken the photograph. So it was a really horrible, well, it wasn't a horrible day, but the weather wasn't great. And when I was up there, but what I did manage to do was take a photograph of 360 degrees all the way around. So what that then enables me to do is I've already got some insights about the current situation based on that 360 degrees, but it's only that, you know, the time that I was allocated to it to look at that. Because of the weather, that time got sort of condensed, really. So in life, we might have taken this bigger view, but we might only have paid attention to a small part of it. And therefore, what can we do? Is it about having another half an hour tomorrow? Is it about having another, you know, an hour next week to review more of the information that you've got? So rather than go, yeah, I've got the immediate insight and that's enough, and I'm just going to take action based on that immediate action, what can I do to review more of the information that I gathered while I was there that might inform my future action planning? And one of the things that I suggested was around using De Bono's six thinking hats in terms of reviewing the data from a different perspective, whether that's a logical perspective, whether that's what data have we got, a creative thinking, an action planning. There's a number of different hats that the model, and I'll put a link to some information about it in the show notes. But it and would enable you to look at that data from lots of different perspectives. There's also a stand in somebody's shoes that I have no idea why I'm thinking that's relevant. But if you're looking at something from a higher vantage point and you're wanting to get a different perspective, then again, standing in somebody else's shoes and going, so what would the, you know, what would my friend do? What would an alien do? What would somebody else do in this situation if they had this information in front of them? It just may enable you to step out of your current way of thinking long enough to be able to get the insight that currently you're missing. Because like all of the podcasts, the only reason that you're listening is that, well, it's not the only reason, you might be wanting to use these techniques with clients, but if you're stuck, one of the reasons that you're listening to the podcast is because you've tried everything. You've already thought you've looked at this situation from every angle and you've still not got a different insight, and therefore you're still stuck. And that all these metaphors, all these different walking in nature, all they do is enable you to see things, see what you're missing, really, which is what the poem says. And I'll put a link to the poem in full, in terms of sometimes it's just the fact that by going along these different paths, we're able to see opportunities currently hidden from view. One of the other things I think it's useful to mention is what this hill walk, I suppose, reminded me of as well, is the fact that I don't think it was the last time I climbed a hill, but I haven't climbed it that many times. I did take somebody on a Landscaping Your Life walk, and so I'll also put a details in the show notes about how to, or the benefits of going on a Landscaping Your Life walk. We can do it virtually. I'll put a comment, a testimonial from somebody who, where I was in my office in Scotland, they were walking around nature in Florida, and they absolutely said that the walk was instrumental or pivotal in helping them quintuple. No, times five their turnover, because they went from not being able to see the wood for the trees to seeing the wood for the trees about their business. And a Landscaping Your Life walk for a couple of hours was all that was needed. And I think that's the thing. These Landscaping Your Life walks are sort of something that you can do just once. It's not something that you have to keep coming back time and time again. So if that is something that you'd like to explore with support from me, then yeah, have a look in show notes and have a look at how we could, you know, get in touch, find out more about what we can do and when. And I'll end the podcast with a recording of me reading the Paths and Destinations poem in full, of which the getting to a higher vantage point is just one stanza. Paths and Destinations. Some paths are simply a means of getting from where we are to a destination where we want to be. Other paths, movement away from where we are. A decision only needed when we reach the first crossroads. No destination in mind, just one step at a time. Other paths, a means of getting to a higher vantage point, to higher ground, to enable the observation of all possible destinations currently unseen. Other paths, testing the ground and its ability to hold us, learning to have faith and trust ourselves again, with destinations still to be imagined. Other paths, undoubtedly dead ends, a reversal needed, yet the lessons learned invaluable for future path taking and destination arriving. Other paths, adventures for the journeyer, decisions to be made later, the destination of no relevance nor import. Other paths, those less travelled, less clear, destinations to be known only when we get there. Other paths have yet to be laid down, 360 degrees of choice, paths and destinations as yet unmapped. And other paths, a knowing that we need to take the path, even if we don't know why. Just an excitement of the unknown, calling for our inner wisdom to be revealed. If you've enjoyed today's episode of Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, do please remember to follow the podcast so you're notified about future episodes. Leaving a review would also be very much appreciated. So too, telling family and friends if you think it would also be helpful for them. You'll find more about the Landscaping Your Life process in my book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, Landscaping Your Life to Get Back on Track, available from all online book stockists, and by searching Landscaping Your Life on YouTube, Facebook and LinkedIn. Wishing you every success in using nature to landscape your life.